asshole. Yeah. Asshole.
You a brown noser?
Mom, can I play with Hitler's clone? No.
Tell him, Steve Dave.
Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Tell him, Steve Dave. We're back, baby, after a couple of weeks now.
Yeah. Hey.
People were upset.
The natives were getting restless.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw some unhappy ants out there.
I understand. I listen to a podcast, and if it doesn't come out on a weekly basis, it usually does. They're usually rock solid, but every once in a while, I get like, and you won't get an episode. I'm like, what the fuck? Mm. I don't go online and complain about it. But that's a good thing. People want more of you, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So. Anyway, what matters is the here and now. What really matters is I got rid of that robin.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah. I laced some birdseed with strychnine.
No, you didn't. Okay. No.
You know, I know you didn't do that.
No, he just disappeared. I don't know if – because they were doing some work in a tree that adjoins my yard.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if maybe they cut his nest out.
Aww.
Yeah, which sucks for him. But
doesn't suck for your car.
Doesn't suck for my car. I haven't had to get it washed in 2 weeks now.
Nice, man.
Yeah. Everything's turning up me.
Yeah, I haven't even talked to you guys much over the past couple of weeks. Like, it's been a little hectic. What's going on with you guys?
Yeah. Did I mention Robin already?
So you guys just didn't want to do an episode without me, huh?
No.
That's nice of you guys.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's not the same if Q's not around.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
So, I saw Sal somehow has COVID again.
He's Sal. He's just
what the fuck,
he's
man?
Just living his Sal life, man. That's it. He just gets COVID. Well, you know, we were in New Orleans, and you know, we were in a Superdome.
Yeah, I guess
70,000 people.
But like, I mean, is this his third time?
It's definitely a second. It might also be his third. Yeah, yeah.
Really?
That poor bastard.
Is it progressively not as bad as the previous time?
Yes, it's easier every time.
All right, yeah. So he's kind of just dealing with some minor inconveniences.
Well, he's responsible, so if he doesn't go anywhere, and that's, you know.
Well, I'm talking about in terms of his health. Like, it's not as bad on a scale of 1 to 10? Like,
no,
it's just
no,
a little
no.
stuffy nose or?
Yeah, a little more than that, but he's, you know, a little fever and whatnot. He's fine. Shay had it, too.
Did she?
Shay got it, yeah.
She's all right now.
Yeah. I was FaceTiming the other day. She's great.
Good to hear. How was wrestling? How was the whole wrestling thing? Did you go into a wrestling?
No.
You went to the final four.
Oh, no. You went to the final four. Yeah, that's right.
Were
you converted?
You know, it's like every live sport event. It's fucking exciting. I mean, look, there is nothing like being in the – like that crowd is insane. You know what I mean? Like I'd never been to anything quite – the only time I really felt energy like that was the Subway Series, World Series in Yankee Stadium. It was.
Oh, you went to that?
I was there. I was there for two of those games.
Did you see the one where Clemens grabbed the bat?
I was there for that. That was the single craziest energetic crowd thing I've ever experienced in my life.
It was when the bat broke off.
Then
he grabbed the bat and threw
it back at him. I was there, yeah.
And I thought to myself, that's where I wanted the Yankees to lose even more than I had ever wanted them to lose. Like, what an asshole Clemens is. It's like if that guy broke his bat on purpose and the bat rolled out to the mound and he threw the bat back at him, the batter, as if like fuck you.
Hey, man, these stakes are high, bro. But
it's such a fucking dickhead move, and that guy is a dickhead.
Clemens is up to bat.
He's
the pitcher.
Throws a fastball. Guy, he saws off the bat, which means like he takes the batter, swings at it, the bat splits in half, and the barrel rolls out to the mound.
It was what's his name? I just saw him yesterday.
It was Piazza.
That's it, Piazza. I just watched him yesterday. he was doing the speech at the Tom Seaver statue. Yeah, yeah.
So Piazza splits his bat, and Clemens grabs the bat, takes it.
Didn't he catch it almost?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a badass ninja move.
Yeah.
You know, I'll give him that. But he threw it back at Piazza as if like, like he was mad at him because his bat
because
broke.
The bat split. Like yeah. It's something he has no control over.
Exactly.
Okay.
And I want them to lose before that because I can't stand the Yankees. Well,
Piazza just started like walking towards the mound. They started screaming at each other, and it was a stadium of Mets and Yankees fans, and it was all New Yorkers, right? So everybody's right. Fucking losing
their
minds.
How'd you get that ticket?
That's just because I had season tickets. So part of the package would be you would get like a 25-game package, and then you would have first dibs at the postseason games.
Is that one of your most fondest memories of as a Yankee fan?
I'll probably never experience anything like that again. It was fucking crazy, dude. Yeah. The energy was like it was like you could feel it. You could fucking feel it. And yeah, there it is. And yeah, look at this.
We're watching it right now. He throws the pitch. The bat splits.
Yeah, and this is fucking it. Shit just start going berserk.
He already threw it already, you know.
Yeah, he threw it already.
And that's it. Now everybody starts coming out. This I'm in
Are
left
you drunk?
Field. I mean, probably on my way. It was like it was fog. The whole place you couldn't even hear English. Everybody's just fucking screaming.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty nuts. It was a great moment to be there. For
what game was this? Game 3?
3, I think. Game 3.
They didn't sweep them, did they? But I know the Yankees did eventually win, but I can't remember.
They didn't sweep them, but they won. Yeah, great, great. That was great. Clemens, you know.
There it is. Right? I'm just going to show it now.
This is a subgenre of podcast called Old Men Watching Google Shit.
Boom.
Oh, throws it at him.
Should have been ejected. Should Clemens have been ejected?
He didn't throw it at him. He threw it towards the line. No, he throws it towards the line.
Oh, he is within a foot of spearing.
Hey, you want to go right the fuck now, bro? I'll go right now. I don't give a fuck.
As there are Yankees fans and Mets fans in here, I can say impartially that he definitely threw it at him.
Right? He should have been thrown out of the game, ejected. But because it was the World Series and because it's the Yankees, he was allowed to stay in the game and pitch.
I don't know. Didn't he later on say that like he didn't throw it at him, like it hit his hand and he was worried about his pitching hand, so he just got it away from him. He just threw it.
Well, he just could have stayed away fire. From it.
And he's not even looking at him.
Oh, come on.
And out of here, Piazza. Look at that baby. Look at that fucking baby.
He should have yeah, ran tough guy. At the mound right there.
Yeah, look at how Clemens starts walking right towards him.
Yeah, but also he knows he's all roided up though, Clemens.
Clemens is, you don't think Piazza's roided up?
No way. No
You're
way.
Out of your fucking mind.
Clemens.
Neither of them are roided up.
They are. Clemens was definitely a roided
user. Let me explain it to him. That is a champion you're looking at, my friend.
He is completely roided out. That's why he did it. He was so. It causes the anger issues.
Yeah, roid rage. I mean, that's a thing.
Man, I was there. You weren't.
I saw it on TV.
I saw it. I was there.
And we saw the same thing.
No.
I got a replay. Did you have the – oh, yeah, you probably did on the big jumbo.
Yeah,
club, right?
Well, I mean, they just wanted everybody to calm down at that point. They probably were. We all thought we were going to go fucking ape shit. It was awesome.
So how many fights broke out in the stands? Because that's a fucking Mets and Yankee fans in one place.
It was crazy. I mean, I didn't witness any fights. It was really like it didn't feel antagonistic. Like everybody was just going fucking crazy. Mm. But they were Mets fans. Like nobody goes to the games to really start fights. You know, maybe in the bleachers you get those fucking guys out there.
I thought there were some fans. That's all
what
they
Pollyanna do. Pollyanna bullshit is this?
No.
What is he talking about?
What do you mean? Nobody. What are you talking about? This is New York. Yeah.
What PR fucking firm is he just, fucking?
I'm just telling you, man.
He has his thumb on his fucking back right now. And he's like,
for what? For what?
There's
are you
no
about?
Way that the fucking New York fans are second only to the fucking Philadelphia fans.
In what?
In being assholes, dickheads.
I don't know what you're talking
I've always heard Philly, New York, and Boston are the three big ones.
Well, in the upper decks, I know things could get a little scrappy up there.
Right.
You know.
So why do you think that is? It's the common man is up there, not the more genteel.
It's the alcohol.
Yeah. Well, like down below, you have like a lot of the boxes, business seats, and stuff like that. And tickets cost like fucking hundreds of dollars to sit back there. So you're like, I'm not getting thrown out of these fucking seats. No matter what. When the tickets are like $20 up top and shit like that, God knows what they're probably $100 now up top. You know, you can go and get a little rowdier, you know, if you get tossed, who gives a fuck?
Security's not as heavy up there.
Yeah, and then the bleachers used to be $7 a seat back in the day. So that was fucking it. They used to call them the bleacher creatures. The bleacher creatures would go fucking berserk. It was great.
Now, did you ever see, I'm sure you must have seen some fights, probably plenty of them, right, between fans?
Yeah.
Do you root for the Yankee fan over the visiting fan?
I think naturally you would, but really, honestly, you're going to think I'm kidding, but most people are like, dude, stop. You know what I mean? Most really? People like, there's a certain amount of cheering, but you don't want to see anybody get hurt.
I can say I've been at hockey games where I've seen Devil fans, not many, because the Devil fans are kind of laid back.
Yeah.
But I've seen some fights, and of course, you know, everybody's rooting for the guy in a Devil sweater.
Yeah.
To beat up the Ranger guy.
Yeah, I would say. I mean, I just think that most people are like, you know what it is?
Tribalism.
Because somebody will get tossed, and it doesn't matter if it's a Yankee fan or not. And then the whole crowd will go, asshole, yeah. Asshole. And it don't matter if you're wearing a Yankee shirt or not, you're still getting called an asshole. Yeah. But that was good. That was a fun game. I still have the ticket to it.
Yeah, that's a very memorable game. I remember it was shocking.
Yeah.
It was shocking that they didn't throw him out of the game, though, too.
I'm shocked that you were watching baseball.
Well, it was a big deal. It was the Subway Series. Yeah. You know, I got caught up in it. I try to watch the World Series games because they're interesting. There's a lot of tension. And I could watch baseball just for the World Series, but not for anything. No regular season games can I stomach.
It's too much.
Yeah. Mm.
All right. Mm. How did we get on that? I don't
remember. We were talking about you going down to March Madness.
Oh, March Madness, yeah.
The crowd being the only thing that was palpable was...
Because it was a lot of, like, young people. It's college games. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of passion. And it was cool. I left fairly early on in the second game. You know, the big game that everybody wanted to see. I was like, I don't give a fuck about any of this. I'm the guy went to get a good dinner and shit like that. But it was pretty exciting. And, you know, Sal feels like he probably caught COVID down there. Oof. Yeah.
Tell him we wish him the best for a speedy recovery. Is he better yet?
He's fine, yeah. He was open.
Is he out of the...
He had shows this weekend that he had to cancel, but the only reason he canceled is because he tested positive still, but he's like, I feel fine.
Is he in quarantine still?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Keep away from people.
Yeah, COVID but it around. Was an amazing success for us. Like over 7.2 million people.
That's awesome.
Watched that episode, yeah.
So that you're when you got out here, you asked the ants and the ants came through.
I gotta tell you, I asked the ants and the ants came through. Thank you. Yeah, those are the biggest ratings we've. I mean, look, it wasn't us; it was the fucking lead-in. I'm not an idiot, but it was still pretty nice that many people stuck around to watch it. Like those are big numbers, you know. Especially when you got new bosses.
Congrats! Yeah.
Yeah, my new bosses started this week, so hopefully they see those numbers.
Are you a brown noser?
To be a brown nose, you have to have contact with that people. We don't. Everybody's in LA. We're like on an island here. We never talk.
I tried the brown nose, Michelle.
Did you?
You know, he was almost a showrunner for IJ.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember the interview with him. I really liked him.
He's an awesome guy.
Yeah. He wanted just too much money.
He's one of the coolest guys. Like, I never thought I would make friends after, like, over the age of 50.
Right.
And it happened, though. So you can teach an old dog new tricks.
Yeah, he's a great guy. I remember being in the meeting and being like, we found our guy.
Yeah.
And then we didn't.
Have you – I watched Jackass Forever.
Yeah, I watched it. How great is Poopsie?
Have you? Poopsie's pretty good.
I fucking love Poopsie.
Have you considered going in that direction as IJ to increase your popularity? Constantly one of the guys having their cock and balls out. I mean, no. Walt, I'm sure you didn't see it, right?
I've never seen an episode.
When I say it's every other scene, somebody has their dick out, it's like, it's nuts. No pun intended.
That was something in the 80s that, like, growing up in Highlands, I don't know about on Staten Island, but there was a certain segment of the dudes that we hung out with. There was always like three or four that was, I thought that was the go-to.
Yeah, usually the guys with big dicks.
I mean, I don't know, but like it would just be all of a sudden you turn around and they got no clothes on.
Yeah.
You know?
What are you doing in my room?
No, it would be outside. Yeah. And like we're playing football and then someone yell my name. I turn around and you're completely stark naked and they just want the reaction. And it's just like, yeah, I never understood that mentality.
I watched Jackass Forever and I'm just like – and I never found it funny either. But like as I get older, I'm like repulsed at this point where I'm like, oh my God, enough of this shit. I just want to see Johnny Knoxville get hit by a bull. I want to see Poopsie going down a slide. I don't want to watch all this other shit.
Oh.
Like they take like two plexiglass pieces and like put their dick in it and like then screw it down so their cock gets like like a wafer, like real thin. And I'm like, I thought this was going to be funnier.
Oh, I loved it. I liked it.
Did you?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. The one scene I didn't like was the bull scene. I could have done without the pogo stick on the penis. I could have done without that. Right. I looked away during that.
The bull scene's almost scary, right?
Yeah, I didn't like that. I guess it's, you know, I've never met Johnny Knoxville, but he's been in my life for so long. I just don't want to see him get hurt. Like I just kind of like the guy, you know.
I think he has to do it to maintain his cred.
Not anymore.
No?
No fucking way.
He didn't do anything in that movie.
He got brain damage.
I know, he didn't do anything in that movie aside from the bull thing. Like he just stands there and laughs and points at people.
It's great.
Which I understand because he's the guy.
He had a match at WrestleMania this year.
Oh yeah?
And it was fucking awesome.
Oh, I want to talk about wrestling.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, this is a great segue because his WrestleMania match was fucking dope.
And does he wrestle like in a certain weight class? Or is there a weight class in wrestling?
No, I mean they try and match it so it doesn't look completely absurd. but no, it's not really. I mean there is, but not really. You know, yeah.
You know, if you want to wrestle, you should really eat right. And the only way you're going to eat right is by going to Green Chef. Green Chef is a CCOF certified meal kit company. Green Chef makes eating well easy with plans to fit every lifestyle, whether you're into keto, paleo, vegan, vegetarian, gluten-free, or just looking to eat more balanced meals. Green Chef offers a range of recipes to suit your preference with fresh produce, premium proteins, and organic ingredients you can trust. Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well. Green Chef's fast and fit option is the ideal option for eating. Option twice in one sentence. All right, if you guys say so. For eating well when you're strapped for time with recipes under 700 calories and ready to eat in 25 minutes or less.
I got my first package.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
Yeah, was it delish?
Yeah.
You'd have to ask your parent, your wife and kids.
There was a fish in it, though.
A whole fish?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't get a fish in mine.
Yeah, I got a fish. I guess, I don't know. But I guess apparently fish are healthy.
Fish are good for you, man.
Yeah.
Those essential oils and shit. Yeah.
Yeah. It's brain food.
I would say your hair's looking good, lustry, you know?
Lustry.
Yeah. Mary Beth says, the recipes are unique. I'm learning to create flavorful dishes that I would never known how to cook. That's true. She takes
Beth's
all the recipes.
A quote? They're quoting her on the website?
I think she's quoting herself.
Oh.
Yeah. You can tell by this next line. You can tell by this next line, the freshness is popping. I love the pre-portioned ingredients. It creates less mess in the kitchen. You wouldn't know it. Should fucking clean that
Have
kitchen,
you
bitch.
Have you ever used the word popping in any way other than trying not just to be like in a kind of like douchey way?
We use it at home when we get grapes. Oh, yeah. We're like, are those grapes popping or no? Like, are they real like fresh and like snap, you know, when you bite into them?
Yeah.
That's okay. Probably the only way I use it.
Yeah, the other way you use popping, it's usually kind of like ironically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she'll be like, your waistline is popping. I'm like, what the hell is that supposed to mean? Just... yeah, I like Green Chef.
Popping stitches. I'll let him out again.
Again? I'm like, hey. Go get me a fish in the Green Chef box. I'm hungry. Go to greenchef.com/TESD130 and use code TESD130 to get $130 off plus free shipping. So go to greenchef.com/TESD130 and use code TESD130 to get $130 off plus free shipping. Go on and do it now. Let's talk about some wrestling.
Yeah. So my phone blew up last night, Q.
Your phone blew up?
Yeah, my phone never blows up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always got to check it to make sure it's got power because it rarely ever get a text or a ring from anybody. But last night it was text from all over the place as there was a sign with my name on it.
Yes, I saw this.
At the yeah, you texted me and told me.
Yeah.
But my name was on a sign at this wrestling event. And I got to tell you, I will start watching wrestling every week if there's going to be signs of my name on it.
Yeah,
that's I will sit down and watch every wrestling episode as long as there's a sign with my name on it. I don't think that's going to happen, though.
You never know.
Yeah, but apparently a TSD ant must have been there, huh?
I think it was I believe it was Nate Diggity, longtime listener.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Nate. I know it was Nate because I saw him in the audience. Like, I know what he looks like.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's Nate. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How much do those tickets go for?
Yeah, they're not crazy.
Really?
Yeah, I wouldn't think that they're super nuts. I mean, it's AEW, too. It's a newer company. I don't know if they're charging through the roof. But,
now, was that on television or was that?
Yeah, that last night was on network CBS. TV?
Oh, so.
Or TNT. One of the two, yeah.
So a lot of people.
There it is.
So a lot of people had to be like, who the fuck is Walt Flanagan?
Oh, that's definitely
yes,
Nate.
No, yeah. There's so many. Like, people make signs to their friends. Oh, okay. People do. There's all sorts of stuff like that. Yeah. But that was the Sunday Jeff one, too.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking dope.
It's great.
Yeah.
It was great.
It's popping.
Always popping.
But I wanted to talk to you about wrestling because we had a visitor to the store who was on his way to a wrestling match.
Okay.
And he introduced us to, what was the name of the company again?
ICW.
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 Have you heard of this?
I have heard the name. Yeah.
Insane Championship Wrestling.
Yeah, it's like a local. It's a local thing, right?
I'm not sure.
It's trying to go nationwide.
But I got to tell you.
I think he came here during. Didn't one of the ICW guys come here during the Black Friday thing?
I don't know. I had COVID.
Yeah, I think I remember talking to someone about it.
This was a guy who was just on his way to watch it.
Okay.
And he exposed us to some footage.
All right.
That, I got to be honest with you, if you're not into this wrestling, whatever else you're into, whatever you're watching,
yeah.
It's fucking, it's like Disney shit.
What do you mean?
What you're watching is like the Disney version of wrestling.
Okay, why they're going? They're like extreme stuff. That's all the blood and the barbed wire and all that stuff.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah,
what like they're hitting each other with light bulbs.
Oh yeah, dude, that shit goes on. Like yeah, they don't. Yeah, I'm very familiar with that
the video.
Stuff.
He,
I'm with you, dude.
Look at this.
He's jumping into a flaming dumpster.
Yeah this is
no,
real.
It's a pickup truck.
Oh, it's
this
a pickup
is,
truck.
Barbed wire.
Who's this guy again?
Zandig.
Zandig.
Zandig. All right.
This is Joey wrestler Janela. in this thing. Watch what he does.
Wow.
So they're standing on top of a building tables, on the roof.
Yeah.
And they both jump down and crash through a bunch of light bulbs.
He broke his back.
He
broke his back.
Holy shit.
Now, what video? What's the name of the video that you can go on YouTube and watch this for those listening?
Zandig versus Joey Janela roof bump.
Whoa.
This is insanity.
This is cool.
You like, but
this is the same shot.
This, yeah,
it's just all different shots of people in the angles. Audience.
They'll do like Jeff Hardy just took a really high bump like this recently.
So you can see the flames in the back of this pickup truck.
I mean, the whole back of the truck explodes. Like shit goes everywhere.
Now, I got to ask you though.
Yeah.
Why would these wrestlers be if they're willing to do this?
Yeah.
Why don't they wait for? A crowd of more than like 20 people.
This is how they make their name. This is how they get known. This circulates. People pass us around, and then they move up the ladder. That's why they're doing shit like this. Just to get, look, we're here on a podcast talking about it. Like it's nuts.
This is the wrestling version of the bands that your daughter goes to see. I guess right. Like
yes.
Like hard
underground,
like,
unsigned.
They're gathering behind a warehouse.
Bringing light bulbs over each other's heads.
It's like regional wrestling, guys. I mean, ECW Extreme used to do shit like this all the time, man.
This I would think would be outlawed. What's on?
Yeah,
television.
But even WWE, if it, like put Shane McMahon's WrestleMania bumps, like he'll do things that you're like he'll jump off fucking signs 40 feet in the air and come, and that's WWE. Like, and he's the son of the owner. Like they do crazy shit.
40 feet onto another human being.
Dude, if I'm exaggerating, it's not by much.
How high was that, you think?
That was probably about 20, 25 feet.
That's like two stories.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Into fire and light bulbs and barbed wire.
Barbed wire. We don't want to show you what the state of the people in the back.
Dude,
of that pickup.
Dude, you're talking to someone that's I watch this shit. This is what I do.
You're Frozen, basically.
No, I go online and stuff like that. I watch this shit. No, not that. Although that's a pretty good one, too.
Come on. That's
not that. Or like or even Mick Foley's bumps through the cages and stuff. Now, anything he's on a turnbuckle, isn't it? It's not turnbuckle stuff. It's signs. It's when he's on the signs and like he's way up top.
Now he's on top of an ambulance.
There's a lot of ambulance shit going on.
But there's mats. There's no barbed wire. There's no fire.
Where's the fire, Q?
Dude, the guy's skimming. I mean, I don't know.
There's, I mean, look, I'm not to take anything away from what these athletes are doing on this sanitized version that you're watching of, with all the bright lights and everything.
Right,
but like
right.
in the back of a fucking strip mall. There are two
dude,
men.
I watch it. I know what you're talking
you
about.
You go to those matches too?
I watch them online. I go on YouTube. Just like we're doing now, I do.
Show them the girl who is
dude, you just found this shit out yesterday. I've been watching this for 20 years.
Do you know
what are you going to get on and show me?
Do you know
show
about
the fire again.
Who was disfigured by the cartel? We don't want to say which cartel, though.
I don't know. No, tell me about her. Teach me about her.
She has to wear a mask.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And what she
so right
does.
Away he's falling for this.
They don't.
She never takes it off.
Of course she never takes it off. Right.
She has
it.
Never removed. She is basically Dr. Doom. She's
I
been disfigured by
it.
The cartel.
Now you are figuring out why I love wrestling so much. Right now, that gleam in your eye, I see.
Right.
You're. She works at the fucking Yankee Candle store during the week.
No.
I promise
no,
you,
no,
she
no,
does.
No. No, I'm telling you. Show them the video. There she is. That's okay. The one in the mask is what's her name?
Sadiqa.
Yeah, and she was supposedly disfigured by a cartel, an unnamed cartel.
Yeah. Now watch some of her highlights. And now what should somebody look for?
Sadiqa versus...
It's fucking crazy.
Shit. She threw her through the back window
the back
of a car.
Window. Fuck, man.
I mean, did you see her back?
Dude, it folded in two.
She got all folded up.
Sadiqa versus Sadiq Maiden.
There's wow. no
mono and mono.
There's no springs.
No, dude, that's gonna hurt you.
Yeah. Well, okay. Now she's got a plexiglass from the back of the truck. This
it's not, it's not plexi.
What, yeah. Okay. This is the glass from that truck.
Oh!
Just shattered
shit.
Over another human being's head.
That's great. I love this shit, dude.
Do you feel that there is a line or no line?
There's a line I don't like to watch.
Okay.
I don't like, but that's my problem with AEW right now. There's so much blood that after a while, I'm like, I just don't want to see it anymore.
Really?
Like, they will cut up. Like, CM Punk's, it's like an oil. It's like just spritting out of his head while he's wrestling. And I don't like watching
that. How do these guys do it? Are they have to have like a shot full of painkillers?
No, it's kind of like the same as like you just got to find the people that love it and do it. Same thing as being a fireman. Like how many people are going to fucking run into burning buildings? You just got to find the people that love it. There's something in their head.
They don't care about the pain. The adoration right. is more.
Or they love wrestling. They love this. They love
watch,
the art of it.
Watch this finishing move.
Bye. She's tucking some
fluorescent
lights in her
broken fluorescent.
Yeah,
in the back of her halter
now,
top
think
or whatever.
I think they're in South America somewhere. This wrestling,
I mean, wrestling, pro wrestling is huge in.
She just shattered fucking five
did
fluorescent light bulbs
back?
On her back. Yeah,
it's great. I love it. I watch the stuff. I'll get into
a live event of this.
100%. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I talked to Tom Milosowski.
Yeah.
He said he will not go to a live event one of these, though.
Why?
He said that he's a little worried that the crowd may be too, you know.
You might get beat up.
Too wild, too
the
riled
fuck
up.
The fuck are you talking to these kids in this crowd?
I don't know.
I wouldn't be afraid.
Well, I mean, where is he talking about going? Is he talking about going south of the border?
Yeah, that's why he said, would you go to Mexico and watch one of these matches? And
Tom the Gringo?
What does he think is going to happen there? I mean, what are you talking about?
I mean.
Dude, I love this though. I love that you're getting hooked. This is how it starts. Because I've tried to explain it to you like this before, where I'm like, dude, it's a lot like comic books.
Now she's seductively dancing.
Dude,
punishment is on a level that I cannot believe.
Have you ever been hit with one of those glass balls? Because me and my buddies at Office Depot I used to work at years ago. We used to hit each other with those all the time in the back, those glass things.
They make the best noise when they burst.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
we used to do that.
You don't get glass
don't
shards
feel
in
it.
Your skin?
No, you don't even feel
microscopic
it.
Glass underneath your.
I'm sure you do, but I don't remember it.
Isn't it cause cancer, all that dust? That's why you can't throw them out?
I don't know. All I know is we used to fucking smack each other around with them and break them over each other's backs and shit. Yeah, at Office. What is it? Is it Office Depot?
Yeah.
Was the name of the place?
That was the same, yeah. Office Max.
That's it. Office Max. We used to like put out tables and like jump off the top shelves and shit.
But you know what? But like I said though, her face, she can never take her mask off.
Yeah.
she's completely scarred by the cartel. I don't want to say which cartel. The guy told me, don't mention the specific cartel, he said.
Does she mention it?
I don't know, but.
She better not.
She's allowed to.
Walt, you've fallen for a line and sinker, bro.
No, that's all real.
Exactly, pal. It's all
there's
real.
There's nothing to fall for, man. I mean, there's nothing. There's nothing fake about
she's
it.
She's burned by the cartel.
Could you imagine if Walt did mention the name and a cartel member scarred him?
Oh, like, my God. They put acid on his face?
Yeah.
They pull a pickup truck behind the airport and throw him off.
Light it on fire.
How do the gals have it in them to do this?
I mean,
this is probably a mom.
Dude, I'm telling you, they love it. They just love it.
They get off on the rush, huh?
They fucking love wrestling. They love pro wrestling. I'm trying to do something with AEW if I can, because I'd love to. I mean, I'm
you
not
would
doing
love
this
to get though. In a ring and actually get physical.
Well, look, nobody's going to buy that a 46-year-old man who's on a TV show is coming in and being a good wrestler. But I would go in like a mat. I would take a bump or two for sure. I told them I'll take like a thumbtack bump. I'd go through tables and stuff like that.
Thumbtack bump looks nasty.
Yeah, I don't know what these –
thumbtacks is when they pour a thumbtack – like it's just a 5-gallon bucket of thumbtacks and they just slam you down on them.
And you would do that?
Oh, in a heartbeat. That I would do. Yeah. Yeah, that I would do.
Where would you – what part of your body would you want to be exposed to?
Well, I'm assuming it's my back.
Not your face.
Cock and balls first.
Come on.
Jackass style.
Face. Oh, okay. Yeah, it would be like a back face. Or something like that. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I was blown away though that like because I never heard you mention what's it called again? ICW?
Yeah, ICW.
I've never heard you mention ICW.
Well, there's tons of regional places that do shit like this that go crazy and it's you know you can't name them all. If you go to the pizzeria downstairs, you want to go to a local show? We'll go to a local show.
I would like to see Zandig.
Okay,
what's his name? Right?
Zandig.
Zandig.
He's supposedly the greatest
and he's
ICW wrestler.
You guys have no information about ICW. You didn't look up anything. We don't know where they're out of. You don't know who.
No, I had the
– talking to the mic.
They're in Atlantic City.
Let's go.
Newark.
I think that one of the guys that runs it is an ant because I'm telling you, I was talking to somebody that was here. Whoever you are, if you're listening, I can't remember the name of – I think it was what you're talking about. Is one of the guys that he came here on Black Friday.
So yes.
Let's go.
Yeah, it's the same guy because he told me he was here and he talked to you.
Yeah. So that's it. So let's go, dude.
Well, why can't we get Zandig to come on the pod?
Who says we can't? Let's go.
I would love to talk to Zandig and get all the ins and outs on how he does this. I want to hear about the –
okay.
What was that match called with the pickup truck?
It was the versus Joey Chanel, yeah.
So live Saturday, June 25th, the Hart Ballroom, Newark, New Jersey. If I'm home, I say we go.
I'm there.
All right. I'm on it. Get him. Send that to me.
Okay.
No, you're not there, aren't you? On a cruise.
Oh, yeah.
You going on a cruise?
Yeah, I'm going on a cruise.
Oh. All these years later, he goes on a cruise. Not the Impractical Jokers.
Not even getting paid for it.
Yeah. Where are you going? Or you don't want to say?
No, I'll say. I just don't know. Remember where it was.
Bermuda.
Bermuda.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm his travel assistant.
He booked it for me.
Yeah.
Wow. So you're starting to see. So, like, you realize, oh, well, she might not really be burned under that mask. Like, it might be a storyline.
But why would she say it, though?
They all say stuff like that.
But why would she need to? If she's doing shit like that, you don't even need a backstory.
Because it makes her badass, man. It makes the backstory better.
No, you don't even need to bother with the bullshit.
I'm telling you,
if you're fucking throwing people through cars, if you're jumping from a rooftop through a pickup truck that's on fire and barbed wire, you don't need I don't need you in a mask. You've got my attention.
Well, the mask is its own tradition. Like, there's a luchador style that's its own thing, so she might be in that. But it's just a cool story. Like, you want to make your character as cool as possible or as bad as possible. And if part of the story is...
Are you not interested in somebody that jumps off the roof through a fucking burning
Of course
truck?
I am.
That's what I'm saying. Do you need a mask?
I also want the mask. Yeah, I want a hat on a hat on a hat.
Look how bloody these guys are. That's real blood.
This is where I start getting...
Oh, you don't like this?
I don't like the blood. As I get older, I just don't like it as much anymore.
I can't believe the number of fluorescent lights that they use in an average match.
Is it off of Office Max, this many light bulbs?
No, we were just sort of hitting each other in like the back of the legs and the back with it and stuff like that.
Look at all the glasses.
Yeah, I don't like watching this stuff.
No, this is too much.
I just construct things. They construct things out of.
Yeah. Wow, we found a line.
Yeah, I don't like all the blood.
I'm gonna, you know what? I'm gonna go only gonna watch the goriest matches.
All right.
That's all my right. That's my shtick.
So Dan Housen breaks out the prostitute, you're out.
Well, they'll do shit like this from time to time, and I'll watch it. I just couldn't take a steady diet of
all. How do they recover from this?
Dude, these are tough motherfuckers. They just pick it out and go to the next match.
How? How do they recover from this? I mean, it's almost like it seems impossible that this is going to be their only match in their whole life.
Oh, I don't want to see it.
No.
Wow, that's cut up pretty bad.
Yeah, I don't want to see it. It's like, I don't need to see that shit.
But what happens if it happens to WWE, though? That could happen.
Sure, yeah.
But, like, you can't blame those guys. Like, dude, if it's accidents happen.
Mankind through the cage. See what comes up. I don't know how good of a podcast this is through. Like we're watching stuff, but
people are like, "All right, enough already with this like wrestling shit."
But like, just go to the end of this one. Like, you're not gonna get the blood and shit like that. But like, don't tell me that this isn't fucking crazy.
Is this it?
This is the match. Yeah.
So Mankind's on top of is that a steel cage match?
Steel cage, and Undertaker just fucking chokeslams him through it. Wi-Fi in this place.
We're buffering everybody.
Yeah. I mean, they do bumps like that. I mean, they don't go for WWE years ago made the choice to stop doing all the blood and stuff like that. They wanted it to be a little bit more kid-friendly. So they stopped at that. But AEW is bringing it back, and I actually wish they would dial it back a little bit. But the guys love it. The wrestlers love that shit. Love it.
Do you think the crowd – what do you think? There's more people like you who would like to dial – more people who want more blood.
More people who want more blood. Yeah. And I used to be that way.
Yeah.
As I get older, I get like a little more empathetic, so I start thinking about myself in that situation. I'm like, I don't want to deal with that.
Dude, you know, the other day, you know, I watch videos constantly of like death videos and shit. The other day I watched somebody get hit on a bike. They were just riding down the street. They get hit by a car on a bike, and I was like, that's the last death video I'm going to watch. It was weird. I was like, in that moment, I've stuck to it, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I used to go to this one site every day. It was like 34 people having a shittier day than you. And it's like all this awful stuff happening to people. And for some reason, I'm good. I don't need to see any more of this kind of shit.
I think you just hit that base. That's not it, buddy. That's just him throwing him off the cage, which is still pretty high. But there's one where he gets choked like through the cage. But anyway, don't worry about it.
But I would love to do maybe a Patreon wrestling show where we talk to what's that guy's name again? I love
Danzig.
All right. Boom. Oh, look at that. Right,
you know Danzig would come on, right? Probably.
Why not?
I would think he might want to come on and talk to you.
What is this? Is the guy? What is he got? With the broken back?
Danzig? No, I think the other guy.
The singer. You're talking about?
No, not Glenn Danzig. Oh, it's Zandig.
Yeah, you're saying the name of a guy. Zandig's the guy who just jumped in the back of the thing.
Yes.
Yeah, why wouldn't he come on? He's looking to make a name for himself.
Yeah, what has he got to lose?
Yeah.
I would love to get into the mind of a guy who's willing to do that.
Let's fucking do it, dude. I can't support this enough, bro. You don't understand. This is my house. You come for pay-per-views. You come to fucking hang out and watch it. I love this shit.
Yeah, it's true. The last WWE party. No.
That was AW.
AW party was pretty fun.
Yeah, man, it's just the fucking best. It's awesome. I said the other day, I'm like, it's crazy. Like at this point, I'm watching like 7 hours of professional wrestling a week.
But do you like? How do they top themselves? So how do you top jumping off a roof into a car?
Well, it's what you're looking at when you look at the televised stuff. When you're watching, there's storylines, and you get invested in the characters and like where they go and shit like that. And they know how to do it, so they make it effective. So you're like, oh fuck, man, I actually want to see. Even though I really liken it to comic books. You know, I hate to say fake because how is that shit fake?
And well, the outcome may be predetermined.
But like, man, I couldn't do what they're doing.
Well, yeah, like the guy jumping off a roof into fucking fluorescent bulbs and fire, like. It doesn't appear there's anything fake about it.
No fucking way.
And that dude's arm that was just all cut up, like. Not fake.
Disgusting, man. Yeah, it's not fake. None of this shit is. It's just predetermined, but so is a fucking movie. So is a TV show. Look at Triple H, poor Triple H with the blood everywhere. That's about as much blood as I can take.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. But that's all now. But now the ring's just covered in blood, and it's all over their faces. The ref's wearing gloves, and he's got blood all over himself. That's where I start getting a little bit like, I don't really want to see this. But people love it. I get it. Mm. I get it.
So next up on Patreon, a wrestling show.
Sadiqa.
Keep that stuff straight, get him.
Scarred by the cartel.
Yeah.
Look at it.
It's insanity. Like.
Oh, it's another angle.
Yeah, this is more towards the truck.
Oh.
It's amazing how the bed of the truck just explodes in it like powder from the fluorescent bulbs.
These
and
dudes are
shoddy fucking.
There has to be a level of insanity, though, right?
Yeah, you got to be a little, I don't know, insanity, but you just got to be the guy that just likes it, man. That's all.
He threw him into barbed wire.
I don't think it's possible to say you're quote unquote normal if you're willing to endure this kind of punishment for what looks like about 30 people.
30 people in a parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. It takes something special.
The settings are weird. Like the Mexican one, it looks like someone just had a bunch of chairs. They set them up. They're like, all right, start fighting.
You know? Yeah, it's backyard wrestling, man. You type in backyard wrestling, you're going to see all sorts of fuck you.
I've seen some of that stuff. It's a lot of people jumping off roofs through tables.
Yeah, a lot of that. Tables are the best, man.
And every once in a while, somebody will miss it. <You're> like, that person just got fucked up.
But we had Chris Jericho on Jokers this season. I know him already, but we were like talking through a bunch of this stuff. And these guys are great, man. I love them.
What is the price that they pay in 10 years, though, their bodies?
It can be pretty ugly.
I was at a con in Chicago, and there were probably five former wrestlers.
Yeah.
And the price they pay is barely being able to walk.
Yeah.
And a lot of times being addicted to painkillers because they're just
– it can get bad.
Yeah.
It can get bad. But hopefully, you know, they're trying to do better. They're trying to, like, take care of their guys more and shit like that. That's why WWE, when you're not going to see shit like this because they invest – it's like any other entertainment business. They invest so much money and time in their talent that they're not going to do this and have the guy break his back and then fucking never be able to work for him. You know, it's an investment too.
Well, that is wrestling corner.
What brought this to you?
The guy who just came in, he was an aunt and he was on his way and he was talking about I've never seen anybody more interested in.
Yeah. Well, he's one of the – he runs it, I think.
I don't know.
He was telling us that they had just purchased 400 light bulbs just for this one match alone.
He was a photographer. He was going down to photograph it, he said.
Yeah.
And – but – his, like, he was talking about, like, the way, like, you know, somebody talks about, you know, whatever they're into, they're into, like, with, like, such glee and exuberance. And, you know, yeah, it opened my eyes.
Yeah, good. Know? And, dude, there's so many different type of wrestlers. Like, there are older school wrestlers. Like, you watch, like, Bryan Danielson match or something like that. He loves the grappling and the wrestling and all that stuff. And then there's guys that like stuff like this. Then there's guys who like comedy. Then there's guys. So it's like even within the realm of, like, one wrestling company, you get such a broad range of wrestling styles that's why, you know, everybody has someone that they love.
Are you into collegiate wrestling?
No, not really. That's, like, actual, like, yeah. No.
No.
I used to see my cousin used to wrestle, and I used to go watch him back in high school. But
it's just the theatrics, just not a – need a little bit of theatrics.
I'm there for – that's what I'm there for. Yeah. I love all that shit. But this is great. This is very exciting.
You perked up.
Yeah, I am, man. I love this stuff, dude. And me and Sal, it's like we go through dips and fucking valleys with it, and, like, we're currently, like, in a fucking high mountain range. We love this shit.
Maybe you should tell Sal about
ICW.
I will.
Zandig, right?
Yeah, Zandig and Sadiq.
All right. Well, text all this shit to me. I'll check it out. This is great. Oh, wrestling podcast. I love it.
Yeah, you can bring, like, certain things. We can do it on video, and you can bring, like, send certain clips that we can watch and comment on.
Yeah, I have some props.
Your top 10 best matches you ever saw.
Oh, all right, that I've seen. Yeah, I love it.
Top 10 bumps.
Yeah, big old bumps. I'm into it, man. This is great. Nice, man.
Want to talk about Lumen?
Sure.
Of course we do. Yeah, the skincare.
That charcoal skin stuff that I use is I love it.
You like it?
Love it.
I use the dark eye stuff. I get those dark circles under my eyes, so I use them. Yeah, I think they're
lighting
up.
Couldn't tell by me. I guess it's working.
Yeah, look at me. Yeah, look at me, baby.
I got the keratin shampoo.
The shampoo?
Yeah.
I could tell. Your hair is silky as fuck.
I like it. They do good stuff. Quality.
They do. If your skincare routine is basically you washing your face in the shower with that one shower gel you've been using since high school, then it's time to level up your skincare game. Because as it turns out, that regular body wash you've been using that you thought was good enough is probably damaging your skin. I'm talking to you, get 'em. You got to start using some of this Lumen. Enough of that that body wash you've been using since high school.
Although, what, the 15-in-1 body wash I get for 99 cents at the shop right on sale?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Thanks to Lumen, you can drop that bottle of 3-in-1 or 15-in-1 and start using products that actually take care of your skin. With Lumen, you get the highest quality products. All their products aim to help those stubborn acne scars, under eye dark circles, wrinkles, sun damage, dry skin, oily skin, and more. And starting with Lumen is easy. All you have to do is take a little 2-minute quiz on their website, and it'll tell you exactly which routine is best for you based on your skincare needs. All of Lumen's products come with instructions, so it's extremely easy and will help protect your skin from potential damage or future acne. It's the only thing worse than past acne is future acne. Mm. Plus, all their products are made using only natural ingredients that actually work, like licorice, licorice root extract, rose flower oil, charcoal powder, ginger, green tea, and charcoal. And skincare shouldn't be a complicated thing that we dread doing. And thanks to Lumen, it's simple. It takes you less than 90 seconds out of your day. So level up your skincare game with Lumen Skin today. Go to lumenskin.com/TESD to get your free trial of Lumen's products. It's free, for Christ's sakes. That's lumenskin.com, lumenskin.com/TESD to get a free trial of Lumen's products. That's Lumen, lumenskin.com/TESD. All right. Friend of ours died, Q.
Who?
I don't know, friend, maybe acquaintance. Old Gilbert.
Gilbert?
Gilbert Godfrey.
Oh, Gilbert Godfrey. Yeah, I know.
The Gilberts, you know.
Yeah, no, I didn't. When you said that, I thought you were going to say Toad died. I was like, oh, what do you mean? Oh, Toad. Gilbert Godfrey. Yeah, he passed away, huh?
Yeah, that was I liked Gilbert a lot. He was one of the few like non-PC comics out there that like doesn't give a fuck or didn't give a fuck.
No, he never cared, man.
At the time, and I got to meet him and hang out with him thanks to you.
Yeah, on the boat.
On the first cruise, we had lunch together, he and I. And then I watched him for 5 to 7 minutes do a James Mason impression for this fucking 5-year-old kid. He wouldn't stop talking to him as James Mason.
That's a deep pull.
Yeah, it was weird. And when I say 5 to 7 minutes, I'm not exaggerating.
No, he loved
it. It was
shit.
Long enough that, yeah.
It was apparently a very talented imitation.
Who? Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, he was great. He came on the boat within four minutes of being on the boat. He was asking us if he can cut his time down and only do one show instead of like two or whatever he asked him to do. It was great. Yeah, we did his podcast. We liked Gilbert quite a bit, man. He was a good guy. Sorry to see him go. You kind of always want him out there, you know?
Yeah.
Would have been nice to see him get to the 80s.
Yeah, 67.
A little young.
Or Gilbert.
A little young. I know.
You have any fond Gilbert memories, Walt? Up all night with the.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, I remember him being the Iago, the bird.
Yeah, it's probably where he made most of his money, right?
I remember, I felt bad for him when he made the joke about the tsunami.
Yeah,
and it cost him a lot of.
Not realizing that 80% of their business was from Japan. Yeah, by all accounts, it never really bothered him. Like, shit like that didn't bother him, right? Like, he was just like, all right, then I lost the money. He'd rather be true to himself than...
Yeah, well, he told me, it might be a little inside, but he told me that he thought they were looking to get rid of him anyway prior to that. Because I think they paid him a fuck ton of money.
That's what happens is they become popular, like the Flow Girl. They start become popular, and then their original contract runs out, and now they want a lot more money. So that's why they always try to branch off into new characters who, less of a contract.
That Flow Girl's got it. But even the original contract's got to be bad. There's minimums that are, like, pretty good. But that Flow Girl's got to be sitting on so much money.
Mm. I saw
Stephanie Courtney.
I think, if you could look it up real fast, I want to say Gilbert had a trove of 200 hours of Iago stuff that wasn't used, like –
Oh, really?
Yeah. 200 sounds like a lot.
Oh, yeah. What's Iago?
The bird from
the bird.
Okay. You mean he had lines that they just didn't use?
He had lines, I guess, a bunch of extra material that they didn't use, and I don't know how he got a hold of it. Like, you would think Disney would be pretty tight with that kind of shit.
Yeah, it is weird. But, like, he what, just improv, improv?
He was doing, I guess he was just doing improv stuff. What do we got there? Gilbert Gottfried, yeah, left behind Secret Aladdin outtakes, 200 hours of footage.
Wow, man.
I guess it's probably a little bit more risque.
Maybe.
Probably jokes that probably wouldn't, Disney would never have a green lit.
But 200 hours?
Wow.
Yeah,
that's a lot. I mean, that's almost 10 days. That's a lot.
Man, what a bummer.
Yeah, he was real into, well, you would appreciate, he was real into Universal Monsters, too.
Was he?
Yeah, he was constantly doing Bela Lugosi impressions.
Oh, his Dracula. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. His Dracula Gottfried. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the old Howard Stern stuff.
Yep.
He was one of those guys that, like, when he did our cruise and when we did his podcast, because I, you know, what was his first thing, Beverly Hills Cop or whatever, like, we saw him in, then all the Howard Stern. Like, he was someone that I was like, wow, I can't believe I'm in the conversation with him. You know what right. I mean? Like he's on my cruise. I'm on his podcast. It was like one of those career things where I was like, ah, that's pretty crazy. That's pretty awesome.
Like you hired Gilbert to work.
I paid Gilbert Gottfried to come play my cruise, and it was awesome. And he did the same thing. We told him, you know, try and keep it as clean as you can, and he gets up and he absolutely does not keep it clean whatsoever.
Well, there was he was doing a pod with Sal. I mean, Sal and Big J, I think, were doing a pod, and it was a family-friendly pod. And I said to Gilbert, I was like, you should go up there.
Just wandered on, right?
Yeah, I was like, you should go up there and just sit down and start saying crazy shit. And he's like, you think so? And I was like, definitely.
And he did it.
He did it.
And nobody's going to tell Gilbert not to come on stage.
I just remember people with kids leaving, hightailing it out of there.
I remember seeing him on things like Hollywood Squares back when it was doing its resurgence.
Yeah.
Yeah, sitcoms like Married with Children, which is funny because the one he was on with Married with Children, he was the comedian on a cruise.
And really?
At the end, they end up getting stuck on the lifeboat with him. And he's doing like prop comedy with like the serving platters. Look at me. I'm Mickey Mouse. And they just jump off the life raft.
Yeah, we lost him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him and Norm MacDonald lately and Bob Saget.
Bob Saget.
Yeah, dude.
Louis Anderson.
Yeah.
Louis Anderson. Wow. It's like a comedy culling at the moment.
Yeah. Oh, there was that photo that Gilbert posted of him, Saget, and Louis Anderson, Saget's death.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now they're all gone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any Easter plans?
I'm going to go to Pam's house. I'm going to hide some stuff for Sage there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's still into the Easter egg thing.
Nice.
But we use plastic eggs and we put like McDonald's gift certificate in this.
I was going to say you go the money route more than the
because she's – Yeah, to watch her eat a hard-boiled egg is something nobody should ever have to do. It's fucking disgusting, man. but yeah, pretty much just that. Mary Beth is going over to her buddy's house to do a podcast.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, on Twitch. That's about it. That's all I got. We're not religious, so.
Right. Yeah, you know. I mean, I'm going away. I'm going to Mystic, New York.
Mystic, huh?
Yeah, right. I think it's something to do with Mystic Pizza. That's where they made the movie.
That's where they made the movie?
Yeah, I don't know. That's where we're going.
It's a Cher movie, right?
Yeah.
Is that Cher?
Yeah. I saw it, but that's where everybody – whenever anybody says Mystic.
No, Moonlighting is you're thinking of that.
Is that what I'm thinking of?
What is it? Yeah, Julie Roberts was Mystic Pizza.
Julie Roberts was Mystic. Okay. Ah,
who?
That was like
– Moonstruck. That's what you're thinking of. Moonstruck.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
But I too thought it was Cher was in Mystic Pizza, though.
Huh.
That's weird.
You're going to get a nice slice of Mystic Pizza, babe?
You're
going to get in there and eat it?
I would eat it.
Who's going? You and the whole family?
Yeah.
Oh,
my brother-in-law and his family.
Oh, so it's a whole thing. Whole thing with everybody.
You can't be that excited about that part of it.
Oh, I don't mind that.
Yeah,
because he has a little girl who's only like, I think, like 8 or 9. So that makes it fun because then I can just like, you know, it's like almost like when my kids, I just tell them outlandish shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Like Walsh.
She has no idea that, like, you know, like she isn't around me that much to not realize it's absolute lunacy.
Like my uncle's trolling me.
What was it that you guys all speak like rednecks?
But I had this. I had one thing to bring up since it was Easter. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of this. I was saving it in case we needed because we did an overkill episode for Patreon earlier today.
Yeah.
And we didn't get around to using it, but have you guys ever heard of something called the Holy Foreskin?
Whoa. Is this like Jesus' foreskin?
It's exactly that.
Get out.
Yeah.
That means we can clone Jesus.
Well, let me tell you a little about it, about the holy foreskin.
Okay.
It's a relic of foreskin removed during Jesus' circumcision. At least 18 churches in Europe have claimed to possess this delicate piece starting from the year 800 and yada, yada, yada. But the last known trace of the foreskin relic was in Italy, where it vanished in 1983. So relatively recent history, like in 1982, we could have saw the foreskin.
Damn. Wow.
Is that nuts?
Yeah, that's nuts.
So why is everybody still – like if this existed, so why is everybody saying like – why does people like should I believe or should I not believe? Like what are you talking about?
Foreskin's right there.
Yeah. Like what do you mean like you don't know about this? Well, I mean,
there's two things at play here. One is like 18 people are claiming to have it. It means there's 17 liars at least. And then
– No. 18 churches since in history.
Right.
It's made its way to 18 different churches.
But there's no way to prove that it is that. And then the other part would be like, I don't think people dispute that Jesus, the man, lived. I think that's like a historical – I think what people question is like whether he was God. Yeah. Oh, okay. Whether he came back from the dead and walked on water and all that stuff.
But to think though that like that would be kind
of – why would they save it?
That's how'd they know? Yeah, like how do they know to save it? Well,
I guess
they knew he was Jesus. Yeah.
Well, Immaculate Conception.
Yeah.
Why not save his hair too? Like if he got haircuts over the course of his life, like why not save that? If they knew,
is that something though? Like if it came up for auction at the night fair,
depend on the price of it. I'd have to make a go at it. I mean, if we had Jesus's foreskin here at Airport Plaza. Come on.
Q suffered heavy losses recently with his acquisitions.
It would have to do better than Crumpy.
Well, you would think. Yeah. Well, it's out there. It's been missing since 83.
Yeah, so somebody has it.
I could put the word out to the fair, see if anybody's got it, but I don't think we can afford it. Maybe we get a piece of it.
Yeah, just a sliver.
Yeah, just like maybe I can make a bid on like just a piece of the foreskin of Jesus. Could you imagine? Would you be for or against if they're like, well, we believe that this is the foreskin of Jesus. We're going to clone him to see what he looked like and see if there's any holy powers in the clone. Are you for it or is that a door that must never be opened?
I think that would be a door that no one should open. I think cloning in general. I don't think you should clone, Joe Schmo, let alone Jesus.
Why?
Unless they weren't very like, maybe it's the second coming. Like, but assisted by man.
Yeah. God's creation helps bring him back.
Cloning is the – you know how white people are set against it.
Why?
Because they're second-class citizens.
Clones?
Yeah.
Well
– they'll never have any real rights. They'll never be able to own property. Because they have no identity.
Of course they do. They're clones.
But then which – does the clone have the same rights to the property that you do?
Exactly.
No, they're their own person. They're a separate person.
So, like, if I used your hair out there to clone you,
yeah,
it would own your house as well?
No, it's a separate person.
Yeah, but it could start to claim rights that, that things that you have.
I'm fucking 40 years older than it. Like, what do you think? It's not going to say – you still got to raise this child. Like,
would you raise him? Your own clone?
I probably would.
Yeah.
Yeah, if somebody said – if, like, there was some sort of fuck up and, like, they cloned me – and they're like, well, we're going to just fucking flush it. We're going to like euthanize it. I'd be like, no, just give me the clone.
No birth certificate. Mm.
Yeah.
So that's right. That right there closes a whole bunch of doors
yeah.
for him.
Well, you'd have to. Yeah, but there's ways around that. Anyway, there's ways around that.
How?
You could be like, he was born in fucking South America. His village got blown up. He's got no things. Let's get this guy.
He looks like you.
But he's going to look like me as a kid. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but born in South America and his village was blown up.
It doesn't matter.
A white guy live in a village.
Yeah, but look at those.
White guys are everywhere.
Look at like when they get those 15-year-old kids to play Little League and they get their birth certificate that says they're 10 years old.
Yeah, but so what?
All the Dominican kids?
Yeah.
So you don't think anybody should be cloned ever?
I don't think. That's I think it's a slippery crazy. Slope.
To what? What's the bottom of the slope?
What's the bottom of the slope?
Yeah.
Because then we got clones of walking around and then like he has your fingerprints, commits crimes, and then you get
– again, by the time this clone is even 18 years old.
He has fingerprints right out of the gate.
Right, but a baby's not going out stealing crimes and shit like that. Like, it's just not happening. Like, by the time he gets to a certain age, first of all, who cares? Like, by the time he gets to a certain age, they're not going to be like, well, this fucking 7-year-old codger, like, raised hell in Atlantic City this weekend. Like, this is not going to be.
Oh, but maybe, you know, he, all of a sudden now he's fathering children that you got to pay for as they do paternity tests.
Right, but again,
and he's reckless.
So, right, what are some of the things that people point to as like why you shouldn't be cloning things?
Well, the biggest thing is like because you're playing God.
Yeah,
that's the biggest thing that people
playing
have
God with vaccines, aren't you?
Look, I'm not one of these people.
Well, all right, so I shouldn't clone my cat.
I mean, there are people that do it, but there's a lot of other cats out there. There's another cat out there that's on this earth already that would probably love to be under your roof.
That's the only argument I could see for it. But to me, then that just means you clone a cat, you adopt a cat.
Well, the problem too is like it's going to have different experiences.
Yeah.
So it's going to the baby Q.
Yeah.
So those experiences, like, it's not going to turn into you.
I know that.
Right.
I don't know if these guys know that. Yeah, it's like a whole separate person. It's
right.
Like,
it's not going to have your personality, but it's going to have every other aspect of you.
Yeah, but I'm more interested in, like, if I get sick, I could harvest him for a kidney or
exactly,
something like that.
Yeah.
Now you're talking.
Yeah. Well, where did you think I was going with this?
Black market, baby.
But that's the thing, though. Like, there is talk of cloning people for –
yeah.
For parts.
Harvesting parts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Truly evil. Truly, like, only for the rich man.
What if they could clone just the parts? Then that's not the same.
Well, they could do that off your body. Like, they could do that, let's say your ear gets ripped off and I got to grow an ear on a mouse's body.
No problem with that at all, right?
I don't have a problem with that.
No problem with that. But I agree, to grow another human being just to harvest, strip mine them for parts isn't a good idea.
No, I'm glad we
But
agree on
if
that.
They could clone Jesus, you don't think we should clone Jesus?
No, I think that's the last person you should be cloning. The last person. I mean, it's, you know, it's who else? I mean, you got always talk about.
To not clone?
Yeah.
I mean, Hitler. Yeah. Stalin.
But Hitler wouldn't be. Like, Hitler would just be a dude, though. He wouldn't be Hitler.
I think people wouldn't want to roll the dice on that.
I don't think he's going to garner, like, a lot of friends and.
No.
Mom, can
I hold that against him?
Mom, can I play with Hitler's clone? No.
You can't hold that against the clone.
I mean, you can't, but you know people would.
I guess. Yeah, you're right. But
I mean, what if the difference between good Hitler and bad Hitler is like failing to be able to perform at the end of a school play or something? I mean, do you want to take that chance?
Yeah, but this clone's not going to rise to power. I don't think we should clone Hitler. Right. I'm with you on that one, but – but if we had the foreskin for Jesus, I think we as humanity should take a shot.
No, I think if you're going to – let's clone like Mother Teresa.
Why? What'd she do?
What do you mean what'd she do?
Didn't she do some evil stuff in her days?
She was not as good as everyone says she was.
Gandhi.
Oh,
he used his wife.
What? Him too?
Yeah, he was a wife beater, I believe.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, God. Me.
What's that?
Me.
You're pretty solid, dude. You're more solid. You're more solid than Gandhi and fucking Mother Teresa.
Tell him, Steve, Dave.
We still got some.
Oh, all right, sorry.
That was a good one, though. We could talk about and Q wanted. You wanted to show me something.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. What is that? Before we start,
that's the foreskin.
What? So yeah, I should have realized that they would have pictures in 1983.
Yes,
that's what it looked like.
Yeah,
like bubblegum.
Yeah, it looks like bacon, right?
Yeah.
Like a strip of bacon.
I mean, that's what happened to it.
Someone,
you know, had the incense up a little too high.
Why is
you got
it
the
on
munchies?
A toilet paper dispensary.
I think that's a.
I think know. That's a holy relic looking thing. Yeah. But it does look like a toilet paper dispenser. You're right.
Yeah. Would you touch it, Q? I'm
sure
it gives off.
I'd touch it.
Like out of all the dudes' foreskins you would touch.
I would tell you think I would turn like super gay?
No. No.
I'm sure
holy gay? I'm sure it has some mystical properties, you know, maybe some healing properties.
All you got to do is rub Jesus's foreskin and like all you get healed.
You get a little luck.
I would take that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, and I'd rub it all over my face.
And the more you rub it, the bigger it gets.
I don't believe it's his real foreskin, though.
You don't believe it?
Nah. I don't believe it.
That's like some strip of flesh filleted off a prisoner or something.
Yeah.
Way back in the day. Yeah. Some slave. Some
swine foreskin.
If there's, you know, I wonder why, though, families don't save the foreskin from all circumcisions for, you know.
I don't know. I don't have kids.
Yeah. All right.
What's the other ad?
Something we all love.
MeUndies.
Yeah, damn straight. Have you ever stepped out of the shower and realized that your absolute fave pair of underwear is dirty? Wait, actually, all your underwear is dirty. So, no, you're about to go on vacation. You don't have a single pair to pack. First of all, same. Second of all, it doesn't have to be this way. When you have a free-to-join membership with MeUndies, you watch your undie anxiety melt away. And Mary Beth says... She loves inserting herself into these spots.
These are popping.
Yeah. I love the membership. I can pick out the prints or wait for a surprise every month. I wait for a surprise every month. Thankfully, it hasn't come yet. That's right. Get them. That's right. The MeUndies membership is literally designed to make your life easier with free shipping and returns on every order, savings on virtually everything they make, exclusive sales, and access to their newest stuff.
What are they pushing? Drug stuff? Get them.
There's kind of no reason not to join.
Oh, yeah.
High hopes.
Well, can you be in business with MeUndies anymore?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm not living in Oz. I know that people smoke that stuff.
Yeah.
And wear underwear. You know, I would.
We're looking at some designs right now. If you like weed,
back to that foreskin. I'm sorry, right, but I don't want to lose this train of thought. Though, do you think that it conveniently went missing because science caught up to so that we can tell definitively if it was?
I would not be surprised. So the Vatican knew they had to get it back.
They had to get it back and get it out so that, like, you know, people didn't clone it,
right,
or try to carbon or try to do some sort of DNA on it.
Weren't you the one that told me that the Vatican has, like, extra books of the Bible?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
That they've never released.
Yeah.
So it's probably down there in the archives with that.
They got the Chronovision down there, the television that can
that
watch
TV?
Any moment in world history.
So if the world ended, like, let's say it was like The Stand.
Yeah.
And everybody in this room survived. Do you think we would have to get our way to the Vatican, to the basement?
To what? Watch TV?
Get all this stuff out.
Oh, I mean, we're the only three people left on the planet?
Yeah. Well, four, get them too.
Okay, so we'd probably have to take a boat there, right? Because nobody can fly a plane.
We'd have to probably have to take a boat there, yeah.
I'm up for it.
Yeah?
You know, get into the Vatican. I would like to see all those secrets.
Go to the Vatican, go to some wrestling, yeah.
There's no more wrestling, dude. There's no other humans. There's only us.
Oh, well, okay.
Find the foreskin.
Yeah, I would probably like try to go. I mean, we'd start in the United States first, right? Go to Area 51. We'd go to the White House archives. We'd go to, like, all the top secret places to really get Graceland. To the bottom. Graceland. Yeah. We could live there, bro. Nobody's going to stop us. Mm-hmm.
Disneyland, see if we can find Walt.
He's underneath the castle. Mm-hmm. Snow White's castle, right? Or no, Cinderella's castle.
I always heard it was Magic Mountain.
He's there somewhere.
Yeah.
We'll finish the Mundies.
Yeah. The MeUndies membership is literally designed to make your life easier with free shipping and returns on every order, savings on virtually everything they make, exclusive sales, and early access to their newest stuff. There's kind of no reason not to join. New prints drop monthly, like that weed print.
They got Star Wars, man.
They got Star Wars.
They went out and got the Star Wars license. You know how much that must cost?
MeUndies is a serious business, man. They're not fucking around.
They are the world's premier underwear supplier.
Get super soft undies, bralettes, or socks shipped right to your door and live a more comfortable life knowing that you always have what you need at your fingertips when you step out of the shower. And MeUndies has a great offer for the listeners. For any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off. For a limited time, if you sign up for their free-to-join MeUndies membership, you get 25% off your first membership item. So to get 25% off your first membership item or 15% off your first order and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/TESD. That's MeUndies.com/TESD. And I'll say this. If you haven't tried this, you should. I mean, you can send it back if you don't like them. It's free to try. What more do you need to know? You get them, you like them, you keep them.
And you're definitely going to like them.
Done. You're definitely going to like them.
So, speaking of clothing, yeah, this was something I wanted to bring, because I don't know how to feel about this, Brian. And you, as the father of a child with Down syndrome, I sent you this link to a Victoria's Secret model who has Down syndrome. And I'm not sure how to feel about it, because they are definitely presenting her in a sexy light. And I don't know, man. Does that – I mean, good for her. I want her to do anything she wants to do. I don't know how to feel about it. It's not as clear cut for me, and I figured you'd be the guy to talk to about this.
Well, in the interest of being woke and not shaming anybody, she has amazing tits.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. But, I mean, that's what they're presenting, right?
That's what they're presenting. I mean, with Down syndrome people, you know, just like – anything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm actually not looking for a comedic take. Like, I'm dead serious. Right, yeah. Like, what are your thoughts on it?
Immediately, obviously, it's like, because I've grown up in a way where, like, you shouldn't take advantage of mentally challenged people. You kind of look at it like that. Like,
yeah.
Like they're exploiting her.
Okay.
But it seems to me probably she was a model already. And Victoria's Secret, I mean, you want to talk woke, they're extremely woke. They got trans models.
Yeah.
They got all kinds of stuff. So something like this seems like a logical step for them. With Down syndrome, people like Sage could never make this decision.
Okay.
She doesn't operate on a high enough plane to be like, yeah, I want to. If I was like, hey, you want to be a model? She'd say, yeah. But she wouldn't have really any concept of.
Right.
What modeling is, you know. Okay. She would walk around and do fancy poses like she would see on fucking YouTube or something. But somebody like this, or like Corky from Life Goes On, it's like – I watched a documentary about Down syndrome a couple weeks ago, and there are some people who are so high-functioning that you can hardly tell they even have it. Okay. And that's with this girl. Like, you can tell there's something.
Right.
You can tell there's something going on. But her name is – what is her name?
Sophia?
Sophia Giroux?
Yeah, I think so. Sophia Giroux.
So Sophia Giroux. I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that probably whoever – hopefully whoever her caretakers are like, she can make this decision. She's been modeling for a while. She knows what she's doing. She's been in the game, you know.
Does it open her up to getting objectified and – kind of sexualized,
it
or
has
they
to.
Right. Absolutely does, yeah.
It has to.
So, is there something there? Because otherwise, you're saying, like, I'm just so fucking confused. I have no horse in this.
What do you think of a dude who admits, like, he's like, oh my god, like, I was aroused when I saw those photos? Like, what can he, should he, like, it's not his fault he got aroused, is it?
No, not really. Right? I mean, you can't blame the guy.
Like, you can't stop. If you're going to get aroused, you're going to get aroused.
Right.
You can't stop it unless you think of garbage, right? Wasn't that or Spider-Man?
Spider-Man or baseball with the two. Yeah, I don't know. Like, my first thing when I heard about it was to be like, no fucking way. They didn't do this to this poor girl. But then you look at it and you're like, I don't know. She seems to be enjoying it. But
she seems pretty happy.
But there's only one thing I look at Victoria's Secret models for, and I was like, that is not accomplished here with this with me. So I don't know if I'm being
you're like thinking what you look for, but like what about, you know, the ladies who actually want to buy the garments though.
Right.
Okay. They're looking for a different reason.
Yeah.
Than like a healthy red blooded American man.
Right.
And I think it helps that she doesn't look like she has Down syndrome.
Yeah.
Like, if like, you can tell, like I said, there's something very faint. And you know, maybe she's like, I think they call it mosaic, where it's not as severe.
Okay.
And they look rather like, you know, like you and me.
Yeah. Just,
you know, I keep trying to avoid saying the word normal.
I know. Well, yeah, of course. All right. No, I was just curious. I didn't know. You know what I mean? It was such a shocking. It's so unheard of, which I guess she's breaking boundaries and stuff like that.
Right.
It's just unheard of to me. So I was genuinely like, I didn't even have an opinion on it besides like, I got to hear what you think because you're, you know, your daughter.
Yeah. I think with special needs people, there's a feeling of like, we can do – don't count us out. We can do anything that you can do,
right?
You know, as a regular person or whatever. Not always the case.
Right.
But sometimes in this situation, I mean, she's hot enough.
Right.
She seems to know what she's doing. Okay. She's playing up to the camera.
See, I don't look at her as hot. It's hard for me. Like, I can't do that. I know that's not like, – I know you're not saying – right. But, like, yeah, it's like I can't – there's a barrier there.
Right.
But shouldn't there be for me?
That's the question. Yeah. Why are you not letting yourself be – to enjoy her just as much as you enjoy the other models in the catalog?
I mean, Q, look at the boobs.
Yeah, I hear you. I don't know. I just
from from the neck down, you would be.
Yeah, but I can't
just into it, right?
I think it's that picture that go back to that other one. Yeah, that one. I think that's the one that would throw you off.
Yeah,
because her face is like looking a little bit downsy. Well, I don't know how to get around saying this shit.
Yeah, I guess maybe we shouldn't have even brought it up. I guess, but to me, I'm just like, I don't know. Like, I've spent 4 decades of my life being like Victoria's Secret models, but which was there. They did that. They're like, look at how sexy they are. Look at the angels. This is it. This is all the sexy stuff. And then they're like, then they throw a curveball, and I'm like, well, I can't feel about this the way that you've been training me to feel about Victoria's Secret all these years. So I need some guidance and clarity. But I guess there's none to be found.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, I hope she gets everything she wants, and good for her. I was just. I was surprised to hear about
this. Do they make good money?
I got to assume so, right? I mean,
if you're a Victoria's Secret? Yeah, I would have to imagine they're paying her pretty well. She even got herself a boyfriend.
Yeah? And he's got downs as well?
Yep.
Great.
These motherfuckers are living the life.
Well, there you go. All right, well, then that's who it's for. I love it. All right, mystery solved.
There you go. I got shaken down for $2 by the kids' school. Mm-hmm. They sent home this. You tell me what you think. They sent home this flyer, and it's the eighth graders versus the teachers in a game of volleyball during seventh period, which is like all the whole school is still in session at seventh period. If you want to go, it's $2.
Okay.
What kind of school does that where it's like if you want to watch them play during school hours, if you want to watch these two teams play, you got to pay $2.
Are they raising money for anything?
It didn't say. It didn't say PTA. Didn't say raising money for Lions Club. Like nothing. It was just like if you want to go, $2. And I was so tempted to be like, fuck you. You're not fucking taking my $2. But then Sage would have had to sit in class and knock up to the game. But I resented him for it, man.
Yeah, that is odd. That's hard. I don't understand that. It's not like an after-school activity, right? It's during school hours?
Nope, not extracurricular, nothing. They're just like...
Well, the money's got to go towards something. No, somebody's just not pocketing that money. I'm sure it's going towards something, you know, for the students, student council, student trip, something.
Probably, but I'd like to know what.
Yeah,
Don't just tell me you're taking my $2 and not give me the fucking...
I'm sure a phone call could have uncovered where the money
was going. Can you imagine?
Going to the Facebook page, maybe.
I need to talk to the principal.
But someone should, because the next time it's going to be $5.
Yep.
Then it'll be $10. And what's the amount that you're allowed to ask questions?
As far as I'm concerned, $2.
But you didn't ask questions.
No, I just fucking forked it over like a sap.
You showed your ass. And it cost $2.
You presented and showed your belly.
Yeah. Oh, rough.
In my old job, I used to do that. If you wanted to dress down on Fridays, you would pay.
What?
Yeah. But then that would all go to charity.
What about Monday through Thursday?
You know, you had to be full business attire, but...
Was it a private school?
No, this was my job.
The horse
track. Oh, your job. I thought you said MBNA, school.
The bank.
Oh, where they locked you into the room? Yeah,
So, like, you would pay money, and your biggest thing was, like, you could wear either a polo or a shirt without a tie.
Okay. How much was that?
We never applied to our department, so it never really...
I can't see you as a guy willing to part with money to dress down.
Yeah, no.
You're too cheap.
No. We had a different uniform because we were facilities, so... Right.
I just can't... There's a guy that really... It's weird things that, like, he'll spend his money on, but I can't see him getting to wear a polo shirt, you know, motivating him to give $2.
Spend a couple bucks,
yeah.
What about you, Q? What about Easter? your plans?
I didn't even remember it was Easter until you mentioned it.
Really?
Yeah. I have no plans. Mm. My parents live in Florida
now. You gonna dye any eggs?
No. I should, right?
Yeah.
Nah, I won't. It's so hot in this room. Is it, am I going crazy?
No, it's pretty hot.
I'm like fucking starting to die. I'm like wilting over here.
It's pretty hot.
The door is open, so.
Oof. You know, they tell them, Steve, Dave?
I guess so.
So we start our big Easter plans? Happy Easter. Tell them, Steve, Dave.